So, here is Zipporah doing a job that women are not allowed to do. At a lodging place, verse 24, at a lodging place on the way, the Lord met Moses and was about to kill him. But, what a big but. Zipporah took a flint knife, cut off her son's foreskin, and touched Moses' feet with it. Until Moses doesn't die. You know, sometimes it's complicated. That's why some of these things you'll understand in heaven. God is the one who has picked, out of all the people on the earth, he has picked Moses to go with him, to obey him, to get his 1 million people population out of Pharaoh to go to the land of promise. How can he be wanting to kill me at the same time? I think for us as leaders, this is a very threatening thought, that you can be killed in the mission field. That as you are busy serving the Lord, it is not adequate to cover up your sin. Saul would learn later that God is not after sacrifice. He is after obedience. The sin of rebellion is like that of witchcraft. Is that bad? So you need to understand there is no amount of service to God, no amount of service to God's people, which will ever excuse you for disobedience. You know in which area you are disobeying God. Yet we others look at your life and are admiring it, the way you have sacrificed for God. Yet in a certain aspect, you are being disobedient. Please correct it.